Our Place, episode 538.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
I think so. Not bad.
I think so. Okay, so 2 weeks ago we did a podcast, didn't we?
Was it 2 weeks? Actually, yeah, I think it was 2 weeks, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was quite, it wasn't so long ago as
we. No, I think it was.
So here we are again, happy as can be, or whatever. But yeah, I mean, what we've been up to. The first week, I went out, I think I went out to do a demo.
Yeah, you've been one or two of those, I think.
Yeah, and this week I've been to one demo as well, and I've been out twice this week.
You have, yeah.
So, first demo, I can't remember much about, to be honest.
I don't remember what it was all about either.
But they're, they just roll into one for me demos type thing, you know. This week though, did anything happen last week?
Well, yeah,
last weekend we went away, didn't we?
I mean, nothing much happened in the week, I don't think, other than busy.
Yeah. But last weekend we went away to Tenbury Wells to see Angie's family, and we stayed at the Rose and Crown at Tenbury Wells, and I have to say it couldn't have been better.
No, it couldn't.
Was fantastic. Right from when we got there on Friday night, and we turned up at 9:45, and they offered us to cook us fish and chips, and they finished cooking, at 9. So
they finished cooking quite early.
So
I think it's 8:30, in fact.
Half 8. Yeah, it could be.
According to the website, unless they haven't changed the website. But I rang them earlier because we were going to be later than our estimated time, and we were going to be later than their official time. It says on the website where you should be there by.
Yeah.
It says 9:30, doesn't it?
Yep.
But, so, and he said, oh, don't worry, the pub will be open well beyond that, or words to that effect.
That's right.
So anyway, because we were stuck in a traffic jam, which proved to be an accident, we discovered when we got to the end of it. It was an accident, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was,
Two cars and a lorry.
Yep.
Didn't look serious, Emma was saying, but, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't look like injured, like people were injured particularly, but there was, obviously it caused enough trouble. Mm. So we got there all right, and
got there about 20 to 10.
We left here just after 6, I think.
Apparently, as we walked in there, we're all looking a bit worried about how we're going to manage the low beams and the stairs and things like that, and all that. But we did.
Diagonal and stuff. Yeah,
we did. That was no problem.
The beams, when they said watch the bathroom, but me and you are too low, they said, oh no, they're
yeah, too short. We're too short.
Too short.
Yeah.
To have a problem with it. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Because we picked the room with the low beams. Well, when you'd chosen the rooms, that's how we planned it. But it wouldn't have mattered. We could have swapped need be. But no, that was. They've got 3 rooms upstairs and 1 downstairs, as it turns out, apparently, haven't they?
Yep.
But we'd picked them when we booked. You can pick your room when you book.
And the landlord and landlady are Chris and Sarah.
Yeah.
And they're very nice. As I say, Sarah cooked the fish and chips.
Yeah, wouldn't it Steve Dando come back and said, is anyone hungry? And we were going, why? He said, they've just offered to cook
us fish and chips.
Food. So we told them what we wanted.
Yeah.
We went and told them.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
They came up, asked us what we were getting ready, sorting ourselves out, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because they showed us up, Chris showed us. And so, it was all great. So we're not expecting to be fed. Not at all.
No, we thought we'd have a packet of crisps or something.
Because me and you had had dinner.
Yeah.
Everyone had had something to eat earlier anyway, in anticipation of all that, because we didn't stop on the way to eat or anything. So it was great. And then we didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock, wasn't it?
About 1 o'clock, wasn't it?
And chatting and...
Yeah, yeah.
Because Chris's mum... Isn't it Val? That's Chris's mum, is it not? I believe so,
yes. Yeah.
She was there chatting, and she does bar work, stuff.
Yeah.
And
We went to bed about 1 o'clock,
good chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then poor old you went and gets the cramp, so we still don't get to sleep very quick. It must have been nearer two by the time we saw him.
That's right, yeah.
By the time we settled in bed anyway and found, you know what it's like in a new room.
Yeah.
Found your way around and settled in, and then you got the cramp, so you were up.
I had to go walk round a bit, didn't I?
Came back to bed, got up again. And,
yeah.
You suffer with cramp, as did your mum.
Yeah.
So, not usually quite as bad as that, though, is it?
No.
Although it usually is worse because it usually wakes you up.
Yeah.
Of a sudden.
Yeah, but it was all right.
Well, yeah, got through that and got to sleep. We'd arranged breakfast for 9, which is what we did. So, he goes down and has breakfast. My sister had arranged also that beforehand that she would come and meet us.
About 10, wasn't it?
And she brought Ron with her, my brother, and we all sat in a little, found ourselves a nice little corner.
A little nook in the bar there.
Because it was open all day, and they let Sheila in. I wasn't sure if they would, but they did. They let her come in. And we discovered also that she'd booked to have Sunday dinner there. So that was arranged.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was happening Saturday night, but she turned up and said, she'd arranged dinner somewhere else Saturday night.
Yeah.
At the Bennett's End. Now, that's where that's the pub near the log cabin where we'd stayed a couple of times, and that was the nearest, bless you, nearest pub to there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we went there for dinner Saturday night. But anyway, so Saturday...
And the food weren't so good.
I enjoyed mine, actually. I did like... You said the chip... No,
chips were anemic.
It's not so good, but my food was great. I had no problem whatever with what I had. But anyway, so Saturday morning, we'll go back to... We were all sat there, and then in a while, we ordered up coffee, didn't we? And they weren't sure whether we could or not, but we did, and they bought coffee. And Ron paid for that. He said, this is my round, he said.
Yeah.
Then Ron left...
And then we went to Sheila's house, didn't we?
Sheila said, you want to come to mine? So we followed them in our car.
Yeah.
Down the rickety lane.
Yeah.
Which it really is. Spent a couple of hours with her, probably, was it, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And John, of course, because he was there. John came with Sheila. That's my nephew, her son.
Yeah.
And so, it was nice, all very nice. Then we came back. We had a little ride around.
We went to Little Hereford, didn't we?
Did a little circle and come all the way back.
Yeah.
And went to our rooms.
Yeah.
I'd got a bit of headache and was open for a bit of shut-eye, but it never happened. I couldn't get comfortable, relaxed enough to do that. I thought it might help, but I didn't get any shut-eye, whatever. So then we got up to get ready to go out because... what time were we meeting them? 6:30?
I can't remember.
7 was dinner.
Yeah.
So we all got ready and went off to dinner.
I think we got to the pub by about 6:15. 6:20.
We said we'd meet about 6:30. It wasn't much after they turned up.
And dinner was for 7.
Dinner was for 7. And
that was nice, as I say. The food was all right, but it wasn't up to the crown.
No, the chips weren't up, you said. But no. My food was... Oh, the chips were lovely at the Rose and Crown, But food and wine and stuff, it was all very... And they were very friendly again. The landlord was very nice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I assume he was the landlord. Mm-hmm. And then we all left and went back to the Rose and Crown, but didn't want any alcohol. I had tomato juice. We went and sat in the bar for a little while.
Yeah.
I had tomato juice. And then... We went to bed quite early, about 11, wasn't it?
Yeah, and when we got in there, the telly was on, because they told us sometimes the telly comes on and the lights.
Well, you went up there for a reason, though, didn't you?
It took me up first. Emma took me up first.
Oh, that's right, and she came back and said, guess what, the telly and the lights were on. I said, I think I might have left the lights on, you know?
Yeah.
Fair enough, but they told us the night before that the telly comes on, and they think there's a ghost in there.
Yeah.
And they said sometimes in the Rose and Crown, doors will swing.
Yeah, but we never heard any of that. No. But. We did hear the telly. I did hear the telly come on.
It was on, yeah.
And
we certainly hadn't put the telly on.
No.
So that was interesting.
I joked. I said it was probably my mum watching Corrie, and then it had gone on to sport.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, but it was on a Saturday, so it wouldn't be.
Well, she was on catch up, and I don't know if they get catch up. Yeah. If it's Freeview Box, you might get some. I don't know.
Yeah. So
connected up too. I don't know.
So then Sunday in the morning, we went for a walk round Tenbury Wells. didn't we?
We did.
And that was all very nice.
Oh, and our breakfast. Yeah, we had breakfast there each morning.
Yeah. Steve and Emma were taking pictures.
Yeah.
Mostly Steve, I think, because Emma was walking with me. Steve was taking pictures of the houses and the buildings.
He was so keen as well. He said, oh, can I take a picture of this? Yeah. He was seemed ever so...
Yeah.
He got really into what he
enjoyed it,
seeing.
Didn't he?
Yes, yeah. He got into what he's doing, you know?
Yeah, so we walked round. I think Emma bought some pumpkins.
Yeah, we went in Tesco's, but you can't get away from these places, can you?
No.
Tesco, believe it or not.
No.
And we happened to see a bottle of grouse, which
we bought.
We weren't really looking for it, but Emma said, oh, there's some grouse there.
Yeah, and I think we got, and then we had, had Sunday lunch, and we met another blind lady called Jan, didn't we, in the pub?
We did.
They told us about her on Friday, but we met her on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we had a nice talk with her, and then we had lunch.
I don't know what her surname is.
No, I don't. No.
Jan.
Then we had lunch, and then we went, didn't we? And
yeah, we did. We left about what?
Four-ish.
Probably by the time we left. Yeah.
Got home by about 7.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking you was ringing Sheila about 7:10, and I thought it was about the same time.
Yeah, I suppose I was, wasn't
you know,
I? We just got in there.
Almost the same time that you would ring her on
just
a Sunday. So
we'd got back.
And we got back. So
that was the weekend.
That was the weekend.
It was very pleasant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and thoroughly recommend the Rose and Crown if anyone wants to stay in Tenbury.
Yeah.
I certainly will be back if I go there again. You know, because it was good.
Yeah.
And thanks to Chris and Sarah. And so we got back on the Sunday. Not a lot happened, really, until Wednesday. And I went out for a demo to demo several bits of kit. And my glasses didn't work. It's a geek moment. My glasses didn't work. Absolutely nothing Google would work. And this is Cyber Eyes, and it's a lesson well learnt. When we got home, I contacted the developer, and he said, check the time and date. And of course, I hadn't on the glasses. And for some reason, the automatic network provided date and time had got switched off, and the date had gone back to something like September. And because Google used SSL certificates, wouldn't let you scan anything online because the date was wrong.
Microsoft server did though, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
They didn't mind.
Microsoft text reading was fine,
but not Google.
Nothing Google would work. But once I did that, once I set the date and time on the glasses, bingo, everything just worked. But that was embarrassing at the demo.
Yeah.
But I now know why it didn't work, and I know what to look
for
in the future.
Beforehand, make sure that you check that out.
Yeah. So that was cool. That was good. And then Thursday, Emma and I went to the 90th birthday party of British Wireless for the Blind at their headquarters in Maidstone. And they made us feel very welcome, and we had Prosecco and sandwiches and rolls and canapes and all kinds of nice stuff like that. And I was able to go and feel some of the very old radios that they had, and that was quite interesting. And I did a bit of business networking and so on. And then I think we came home about 2. We left about 2 and got home about 4.
Yeah, because you rung me up. Just as you were going to get in the car park, wasn't it?
And what did you do, Ange, while on Wednesday and Thursday?
Oh, well, you'd ordered... Before that, you'd ordered your new Pixel and my new iPhone.
Yeah, I ordered the Pixel 3. Not pink, 64 gig version. I've always had 128 gig, but I thought I don't really need it because a lot of stuff I store in the cloud, I've still got about 50% storage free, you know, on my 64 gig now.
Yeah.
So I thought I don't need it.
No.
Really. And so, I bought the Pixel. I ordered the Pixel on Tuesday night.
That's right.
And I ordered Angie's.
Hang on, that must have been Monday night, surely. Because you ordered mine Tuesday night.
Did I? Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So I ordered mine on Monday night. And mine said it would come on between the 6th and the 8th of November. And I ordered Tuesday, I ordered Angie's iPhone 10XR.
10R.
It's iPhone XR, 10R.
X Roman numeral. Yeah. I think, anyway, yeah.
iPhone 10R. Ordered that on Tuesday. And that said it would also come on the 6th to the 7th of November. Then I got an email from Google saying my delivery date had been changed. And when I looked, it said, oh, it's going to come between 31st and the 1st. And then I got an email from Apple just saying your order had been dispatched.
Hmm.
And while I was away on Thursday at the party,
I got my iPhone.
Angie got her iPhone.
And I was well in the process of setting it all up.
And I came back and we were sitting down having a cup of coffee. And the bell went, didn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
And there was my Pixel as well. So they both came.
The same day.
Exactly the same day.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was good.
Yeah.
And so...
So that was brilliant. So we've been spending the rest of the time tweaking them to our liking.
Yep, I've pretty much got mine set up now. And you're nearly there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's only cosmetics, really, like voices that I want to... I've got them downloaded, but just in case of... the old cosmetics, you know. I had to get the important things first because I wanted to message somebody on Messenger. So I thought, oh, I'm going to need... So I stuck Facebook on and Messenger on because...
But my first, Pixel, you know, and all that, was the cleanest setup I've ever known. Mm. It said, look for a device nearby, and it found my original Pixel. And it set everything up. And there was a notification on both machines telling me how far the setup was progressing, wasn't there, Ange? On both phones.
I've always done mine as a new phone.
Yeah.
Normally, you see, I've had done mine at Christmas anyway when I'm not being at home or anything. But there is an option you can set it up with your older phone now. But you have to hold it over and get the circle or the yellow circle in them or something in the middle or something.
None of that with Google because it's all done by Bluetooth.
No, I'm not doing this because I came across, there was a couple of people who'd had trouble and had to take it to Apple and all kinds of bits and pieces and stuff. So I thought, no, okay, it's not going to work that easily. I've got no one here to help me to get this in right, the camera in the right place and all that. So I did my usual and set it up. And, of course, you don't bring any problems over with you either.
But you also don't bring your customizations over. So,
no.
Because I've got a lot of folders.
But I'm glad I didn't because I've got a lovely wallpaper on my lock screen. Mm. I wouldn't have known about that.
But I wanted to bring all my folders over because I've got loads of folders where I've put files, applications in different folders. Like I've got travel for all my GPS apps and things like that.
Folders, so I don't use folders.
Yeah.
See, care.
I do. And so I wanted to bring over... And it hasn't had any adverse effect. The Pixel is still running very fast.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
In fact, I've never seen... I think Neil McCulloch, on his in-depth... He did a look at the Pixel on Audio Boom, and he said it was the best phone he'd ever owned in terms of slickness, how fast it was. And it is. The Pixel 3, there's no doubt about it. And Bluetooth audio is really good. I've never yet heard it break up. And I've had the phone in the bedroom and the speaker in the bathroom, and normally they break up, and I haven't heard it do that yet.
Mm.
And it's on Bluetooth 5, you see.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is what your phone is
your
as well.
Speaker's Bluetooth 5, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No. The Fugu is Bluetooth 4.
Oh, no, you're using the Fugu. Oh, yeah. Bluetooth. Oh, well, even that's newer than the some of the speakers that we've had.
But I haven't got a Bluetooth 5 speaker, have I?
I should see the GGMM. Is that not, or is it Bluetooth
4? No, it's 4.
Oh, is it 4?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm. The new Blue Sounds are.
Yeah.
But we haven't got one yet.
No.
You know.
I don't intend updating my Blue Sounds anyway. I'm quite happy with it.
But
it's too expensive to just update them just for especially as it's not my main use case for Blue Sound.
But I have to say the audio is much better in any Bluetooth because even going through the Aftershocks headset, the audio quality is better, I said, didn't I?
Mm.
Than my Pixel, my original Pixel.
Yeah.
You know. And it doesn't disconnect and reconnect and things like that. It seems to hold on to the connection for dear life, so that's good.
It is good, yeah.
Yeah. And so people been saying on the list, you know, are there really any improvements between Pixels and Pixel 2s and Pixel 3s? And speed is one, but battery life.
Yeah.
I charged mine yesterday at... I unplugged it in the morning at 6:30 in the morning. And it's still going on now. And it was at 12% when I last looked. And it said it would last till about 2:45 this afternoon. So that's like 32 hours.
It's just a good time.
Yeah. And I'm quite a heavy user, aren't I, Ange? And I've been setting it up as well and things like that. And I've so been heavier user than I would normally be because I've been setting everything up. And that battery charge didn't include, when I got it, it was at 50%. And it ran the whole setup, didn't it, Ange? Copied all my apps across, everything, didn't complain. And it got down to, I think, 48%. And I said to you, wow, didn't I? I said, it's done all that with 2% of battery.
In fact, yours was better than mine because I didn't have to do all copy files over like that.
No.
And my battery did. It was 60-something percent when I got mine.
Yeah.
And it went, I charged it up yesterday. It was under 20%. I don't know what it was, but it was under 20%.
Yeah.
It's about 12% when I put it on charge, I think.
Yeah.
So I didn't let it go right down, you know.
So what time did you unplug it yesterday?
Oh, when I went up to bed. So I don't
Last
know.
Night?
Yeah.
So,
oh, no, I should have unplugged it earlier than that. I ran up at 8 o'clock and unplugged it.
8 o'clock.
It on in the afternoon. I don't know what it is now because I've left it upstairs so it doesn't disturb us. We don't.
But at 8, so you put it on at 8 o'clock last night. So it'd be interesting to see.
I took it off at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I took it off. Mm. So it'd be interesting to see how.
From full, yeah.
Yeah. But the Pixel 3 is significantly better battery life, I would say, even than the Pixel, you know.
Yeah. Although you have got to remember you've had a couple of years out of the Pixel, so the battery will not be...
But it's a slightly bigger battery in the Pixel 3, you see, as well. So it's an even bigger battery in the 3 XL.
Is the Pixel 3 supposed to be bigger than the Pixel?
It is. It's longer.
Mine's wider as well as longer.
But it feels very much like an iPhone because it's now got a glass back.
Yeah.
And it's also made by Foxconn, so. But, you know, to Google specifications.
Yes.
So I can't comment on audio so much because it hasn't got a 3.5mm jack. And I haven't tried yet the dongle that comes with it. But Steve Litchfield, I think, said on his phone show chat that the Google dongle that came with it is quite respectable, you know.
Yeah.
So I will try that one day. It'd be interesting to plug a pair of Marshall London headphones in or something and try it out.
Like that, yeah.
You know, and try that. There is also on Steve's blog, he found one, a DAC that's got two USB-C ports so you can listen and charge at the same time.
Yeah, there's a few...
And it rapid charges. Is there a few?
Well, I think there's a few various kinds, aren't there? I mean, I think Belkin do them, don't they?
Do they?
They do a lightning one, certainly.
It's the only one Steve's found so far.
Oh, is it? Oh, maybe they don't, then.
Because he said that they're rare. He said that you can't find them with two in, that you can listen and charge at the same time.
Belkin do one for the iPhone, I think.
Because he wanted one, say, because he listens to podcasts in bed at night, and he wanted the phone to be charging while he's listening, you know.
Yeah.
But, it looks as though I'm going to get more than 24 hours comfortably out of the Pixel 3 at the moment. I'm well pleased with my Pixel. What about you with your phone?
I am. I like it. Yes, it's very nice. Again, I don't have a ordinary common old garden headphone jack like we're used to.
No.
But I have got a pair of lightning earbuds.
Yeah.
I haven't tried them yet.
No.
But they go into the lightning port.
And
again,
I get...
Again, you can't charge... But you can if you put it on a Qi charger.
Yeah.
Which we haven't got a Qi charger. But
I get USB-C earbuds as well.
Yes.
So I can try those as well.
Try them and all, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, I've got Pixel buds that I can connect them to Bluetoothly.
Yeah, well, the first year when Apple did, I think, no headphone jacks, you got a dongle as well, but you don't now. You just get the lightning earbuds.
You get all of it with Google. You get the USB-C earbuds, and you also get the dongle.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah. So so you can plug your common garden headphones into it as well.
I think Apple are probably thinking now, well, there's probably more dongles about, I think, for iPhone. There might be several. I don't know.
But so it's nice that Google give you them at the moment, whether they will next
Pixel. Well, if there aren't many Google options about, it's probably a good thing. I mean, as I say, Apple did the first, what they did, I think it's only this year, they haven't.
Mm.
But you've still got a pair of lightning earbuds.
Yeah. So that's it. We've got our two phones.
We have, and I think we're both happy, aren't we, Ella?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't had upgrades for a couple of years, so.
3 years for me.
For you, yeah.
It would be 3 years Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got those. Those are our treats to ourselves, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's my Christmas present from you, isn't it? My one.
Yeah.
No, it's early. Yours isn't a Christmas present.
Cause no.
I'm buying you something different, but.
Yeah.
Yours is your treat to you, yeah.
Yeah. And they are nice. They're nice phones.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now I've got an original Pixel for sale. If anyone's interested, 128 gig, black, lavishly cared for. It's always been cared for. It's a nice phone. It's, you know, there's no damage that I know of to the phone, and we're selling for £350. If anyone's interested. It's a nice phone. The only reason I sold it, I'm selling it, is because of the upgrade. I've had no complaints about the Pixel. Even the headphone jack is good, isn't it, Ange?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a Google phone on the latest version of Android, a reasonable price, then let me know. You know, so that's another thing. Other than that, that's it. I've just about set everything up on it. So have you, I think, now.
Yeah. I think so. That I need immediately anyway.
Yeah. We've just got to get Pocket Cast working on yours, haven't we? That's another story.
That's to do with password forgetting and things like that. That's all that is.
Yeah.
And my watch, I've got a pair up. That was just going around in a loop and wasn't giving me the code.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to start that again from scratch.
If ever you remember your password, you could always try and log in again. Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we should be able to reset it. So I think that's it, isn't it, Ange?
I think so.
I think
really,
that's it.
I can't think of anything.
Plenty of gadgets.
We forgot to talk about Wednesday night where we had a little Halloween just party for two again, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. That's right, and it was nice. And
an evening of horror podcasts.
We did.
We've got lots of those.
Yeah.
We have lots.
Yeah.
We've subscribed to a lot of horror.
Yeah.
And you took it back from when it started, didn't you? That's why we had lots of horror.
Yes.
We've now caught up with some of it, though.
No Sleep podcast. Yeah.
Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah.
We've caught up with those and Darkest Night, more or less, because that's October, isn't
it? Yeah. We've nearly caught up with Darkest Night as well.
The lift we haven't yet.
I'm not sure
how many of those are left.
We've got about 28 of those left, I think.
Oh, a long way to go.
But they're still coming in as well.
Yeah, they're still doing the lift.
Yeah.
We only have about two a week at the moment, really. We have them on Sundays, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
But if we run out of other things, then we will have those.
Have more of them, yeah.
But yeah, we've because you wanted a lot of horror last year,
yes.
So you went mad.
Yeah.
With all these podcasts.
Yeah, that's it. But we had a nice evening.
It was very pleasant with some party food, yeah.
Yeah. So. So I think that's it, really.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Sight Village next week.
South Kensington in Haunton Street. Come and see us.
Yeah, Town Hall, isn't it?
Town Hall, yeah, Kensington Town Hall. Tuesday between 10 and 5 and Wednesday between 10 and 3:30. There you go. So come and see us. Come and see Cyber Eyes. Come and see some of the stuff that we got. Come and see Blue Sound. All kinds of stuff, isn't it, Ange?
And
so that's going to be it. If you want to write to us, of course, it's ourplace@comproom.co.uk, www.ourplace-podcast.info. That's it. Get my teeth in. www.ourplace-podcast.info is the place to go to find out all about the show notes and subscribe. How to listen on the telephone, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services. And you can find us on Stitcher and TuneIn and various places. So, and of course, if you want to write and ask us to add you to a Dropbox folder, we can do that. So you can put MP3s in and a myriad ways of talking to us. So with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you as ever next time.